This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
We are on the social conversation now, and the conversation tonight is the role of a man in terms of ensuring that there is peace between his wife and her in-laws. So we're speaking to specialist wellness counselor from Sako Mental Wellness Counseling Services, Granny Hlongwane. Good evening and welcome.
Hello, Mr. Chuke.
Hello, hello, ma'am. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, and how are you?
I'm okay. Thank you for your time. So an important topic that we're talking about tonight, the role of a man in ensuring that there is peace between his wife and her in-laws. And so that, as you know, that people talk about a lot about that. A lot happens. Those relationships can be frosty and difficult at times. What have you observed in terms of the relationships between the in-laws and the wife, the daughter-in-law and the family-in-law, if that's the case?
Okay. My observation is that the relationship doesn't automatically become smooth. It depends on, you know, how the family welcome Makoti. Yes. And the role of a man, I would say, a man becomes a clue. Remember, a man brings a stranger to the family. Somebody that he want to settle with, somebody that he want to spend the rest of his life with, maybe, or somebody that he fell in love with. And he has a big responsibility of introducing this woman that he loves, and that is a stranger, to his family, and convince them that she is the one. But his responsibility is not only to convince his family. He has also a responsibility to introduce his family to his wife.
Let's start with that one, because it must be, which one starts first? Which one comes first? The responsibility, is it not the responsibility to introduce his wife to the family? That must be the one that comes first.
Yes.
Okay, let's talk about that. How does,
That's the one that comes first. He must introduce this wife or his potential to his family. Remember, his family doesn't know this person. He's the one who met this stranger, fell in love with this stranger, and liked whatever that he liked about this stranger. And now he has a responsibility to convince his family that she is the one.
How must he do that for it to be a successful and a healthy relationship?
I believe that a man is a clue, and that introduction, it plays a big role how he introduced his wife. In a way, I would use the word that I'm not sure, but I love it, to say he need to sell his wife to his family, to say, this is the one, this is what I like about his wife. So I mean, my wife or my potential, you understand? Until his family sees. And that doesn't mean that they are going to be quiet. Remember, when he introduced, they will have questions, and a man has a responsibility to answer to the questions that his family will ask about his wife. To say, Matume, but your wife behaves like that. But your wife has an attitude. So he must be comfortable to answer. He must be comfortable and firm. You understand? Yes, you might have seen this, but Kashe Granny is a nice person. If you get to learn her, if you get to be patient with her, this is what she is. So he must constantly affirm his family about his wife. Yes.
Okay. And you know, what does the wife has a role to play in all of this?
It was in a relationship working.
So as we're saying, the man must introduce, must constantly affirm this person, must constantly sell, must constantly show them what he sees, and so they should see what he sees. Does the wife who is being affirmed have any role to play, or she should be playing along as well, to, or she's just being sold, as it were?
Oh, definitely. She has a big role to also play. We willing to lend this family. Remember, this is not her family. How they do things. It means a wife has a responsibility also to be willing to live with these people, to be willing to love them, and to also welcome them, understanding that they might not welcome her as much as their husband is trying so hard to introduce her. So he has also a role to be patient with them, open enough to love them despite whatever they are bringing to her. Not that they are going to, yes, there are those in-laws that are going to welcome her and, you know, make her feel comfortable. And there are those that are going to show her that you are not, you don't have a space here. Mm. You come to some in-laws, they show you that not in this house. Mm. You don't even belong here. So she must be willing
to
do whatever it takes in a way to work together with her husband to say what he told them about her, that's what she is.
Okay. And I'll come back to that point of saying that those that will just not be willing. But then what generally causes rifts? What generally causes the frictions that are there with the Makoti and the in-laws? Yeah.
It's uncommunicated expectations. I come in as Makoti. My in-laws has got expectations about me that I don't know or I'm not even aware of. I also go to them, I've got some certain expectations about them. And those those expectations are not usually communicated. It's like it's something that they have about you, and they expect you to come and fit into those expectations. And when you don't fit, somehow they cut you off, or they draw a line, or they build a wall. You also, as Makoti, because you've got some certain expectation that when I cook well, they will love me. When I clean, when I do this, when I go extra mile, they will love me. They will see that I'm genuine. I love their child or their brother. They will see that. And when they don't need that expectation, no, and as Makoti, somehow you close that door. You know what? This is it. It's fine. If they don't like me, I'm okay.
And then. You know, as you speak about, and at home, if you want to be part of the conversation, you can give us a call, 087-288-9697. That is our studio line, 079-899-6226. You can send a WhatsApp text or a voice note on the conversation. And so that is the conversation that we're having. You know, as you say that, just on one side, if this relationship between the in-laws, and I'll go back to the expectations, but if these relationships between the in-law, the daughter-in-law and the in-laws is not working out, does that have potential to impact the man, the son of the family?
Oh, most definitely. It does affect them mentally, psychologically, spiritually, because remember, he needs them both. They are both valuable, the wife and his family. And as we know that the fact that he is married to this woman doesn't mean his family is no longer important. The fact that he is married now doesn't mean that, you know, the family expect him to continue to be what he has been all along and act as if the wife is not here, is not there. These two people are very important in his life, and it is important that they get along for his mental state to doubt him to be.
Okay. Now, back on the expectations, is there ever a sense that the family may feel threatened by the presence of a new daughter? Maybe the family relied on the son for this and that. Maybe his sisters or his other siblings may feel the presence of a new person or woman in his life may change the order of things and them being considered. I don't want to say prioritized, because the convention is that the priority should be the family, and, you know, there's an order of priority. But is there concern there? Yeah.
Kasha, to be honest, the wife becomes a threat to the family. The moment a man gets married, that woman, whether she comes financially okay or not, she becomes a threat. Number one, because they are used to doing things with the son or with the daughter without any middle whoever person. Now that this woman comes as the wife, she threatens their position into this man's life. As a sister, you feel like now you can't access your brother as you used to. You know, in one of the topics that we're discussing, that you would call your brother and say, Abuti, Bona, I like these shoes, blah, blah, blah. And Abuti will always say, oh, don't worry, I'll send you money. Now that there's a wife and responsibilities maybe has escalated, he might not be able to afford the things that he used to afford. And meaning this woman now is a threat, because the access might not be the way it used to be. The mother has to call the son, knows that with my son we can discuss whatever and agree. And now that there's a wife, they can't agree on anything anymore without including the wife. So definitely when a man marries a woman, somehow the family feels threatened.
How does he close that gap? To say, look, don't be threatened by this. How does he manage? Mm-hmm. How should he manage that?
I think for him is to affirm both of them, show the value of his family to his wife, to say, this is my family. I love them. I value them. I want them to be part of my life. And I can't do without them. But also show his family to say, this is my wife. She didn't come to take your position. Mm. You still have a position in my life and in my heart. I still value you. The fact that some priorities somewhere somehow are going to change because I have grown up. I think a man has got a responsibility to show them that now I am grown up.
Mm.
So it means some things are going to change, you know, because how I used to do things with you might not be the same. But that doesn't mean I have changed. That doesn't mean my love for you has changed as a family. And also show the wife to say the fact that you are in my life, you are the first lady. It doesn't mean that my family doesn't have a value anymore. I still value them. I still love them. And none of them should feel threatened. I personally feel a man has got a room for all of us, me as a wife and his siblings. And there's no need at all to be fighting for positions because we are all valuable to him. So his responsibility is to affirm all both sides. But I think a man is a teacher, cannot afford to be silent. He must forever speak.
Okay. Yes. All right. At home, if you want to be part of the conversation, give us a call or send a voice note. And 0872889697, that's our studio line. 0798996226, that's for WhatsApp there. So a man must constantly speak. Just on the psychologically, on the family, because we're speaking about a man who must, of course, unite his new family that comes with the woman he's marrying and his family that is family of his birth. So this is one family he's birthing. This is one family where he was birthed. But these, and at least his family, psychologically, how should they position themselves? I want to think they've got a role to play that they must adjust something as well when their son gets married. What should be their position? It can't be the same even for them, is it?
You know, there's this thing that they usually do when people are getting married. You're coming with your sister or your mother. I'm coming with my brother or my father. And when we come to that altar, they let us go. So the family of a husband has got a responsibility to teach themselves that this man at some date is going to grow up and we need to let him go and let him go and start his family without us make his decision with his wife, how they want to run his family. Meaning, if he would usually come and consult with us, now he won't be consulting with us about buying shoes, about buying clothes, about buying furniture, about doing whatever, buying a house. We are no longer part of that conversation. And we need to let them be there and applaud him and understand that he's grown up. If he buys a house, he doesn't owe us to come and say, I am planning to buy a house. But he can come and say, we bought a house and we've got the responsibility to say, well done, my brother. Not to say, how? You bought a house, you didn't tell us. You and your wife are keeping secrets. You think we're going to bewitch you. And because that's what the family does.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the family must understand that this man is starting a family, and as he starts a family, there are adjustments that are necessary, and one of them is he has an equal in his wife, where the family is run, organized, nurtured, and tended.
Can you repeat that?
So they must understand that because he now has a family, this woman that he has married is now his family, and everything around him will largely start there. And if it goes to everyone else, that's fine, but we'll largely start there.
Definitely. And they must understand that they are no longer going to be part of his decisions. The decisions he made, he made with his wife. If they decide to buy a car, what kind of a car? It's not all about his sisters and mother. He's not going to consult them. He decides that with his wife, according to their affordability. We cannot come and say, why did you buy that expensive car? Are you going to afford it? It's not our business.
No,
if they sat down and saw it fit, so should it be. We should clap for them.
Okay. I want us to listen to this voice note, but after that, I want to ask you whether the family has a right to approve or not approve of the choices of their son. They have a right to say, yeah, look, you're getting married, but this one, do you know this one? Do you know what we know about this one? But let's listen to this voice note first.
In-laws are stubborn and value their own mother most and are often determined to do exact opposite of what their husband mother says. The mother-son bond is strong, but the son typically side with the wife after marriage. Neither is really to blame. It is really a hard situation to handle. Going to parenthood is very hard. Good evening.
What do you think of that comment?
I didn't hear that one clearly. Maybe if you can elaborate on it.
Okay, let's do this. Let's do this. Let me see if I'm able to work around that in a bit. Okay, so I'm going to turn my volumes up. We're going to replay that. I'm going to turn my volumes up, and I hope we can both get it.
Okay.
Daughters, in-laws are stubborn and value their own mother most and are often determined to do exact opposite of what their husband mother says. The mother-son bond is strong, but the son typically side with the wife after marriage. Neither is really to blame. It is really a hard situation to handle. Going to parenthood is very hard. Good evening.
I hope that was better. That was more clearer.
Okay.
Yeah.
You'll rectify me if I didn't hear that clearly.
Okay.
And he's saying, I heard that, did he say the mother side, like the wife side, the mother of the wife?
Yeah.
Things are not hard on her like the mother of the husband.
Yeah, so I think you were speaking about bonds between the mother and the son. So, say, example, I'm the son that's marrying someone, the bond between my mother and me, that when another person comes in, that bond there may be very strong and the other person may struggle with the bond if they were to compete for attention and so on.
Okay.
Yes.
Definitely the bond is there. Remember these people you are born with? You used to fight for bread, you used to fight for washing dishes with your sister. Your mother was there guiding your life throughout, maybe until you are 30 or 35. That bond, it's just so deep. And that's why it's complicated. Cutting that umbilical cord, it needs a man to make up his mind. And honestly, be firm about it, to say, I am grown up now. And also understand that you're not cutting these people off. It's just that you need to, cut this umbilical cord, that, like, put the boundary. Yes, that is the word. Put the boundary to say, okay, they are used to doing things with me, and there's always been that bond. And I would say, like, you used to discuss most of the things together with your mother and your sisters and, almost everything. And sometimes even it goes to the attire to say, my brother, that shirt doesn't match with that jean. You understand? So... Now that you are married, as a sister, maybe I'm inheriting to comment on that, because your wife can even be hurt or disappointed or be offended by that. So I think it takes both also a wife understanding that these people are used to living together for a long time, and that bond will not automatically be cut. And some things are just not going to be like, be switched off simply because she's in the picture. She needs to understand that there is a bond, but there must be a boundary. So a man has got the responsibility to set those boundaries, to say, okay, you come until here. And then teach them also, because they are used to bypassing anyway. And they will do it more often, not even realizing that they are jumping boundaries. So he has got a responsibility to say, hey, not on this one. No, not on this one, until they learn and get used to it.
Okay. Here's another one, a voice note. Let's listen into this one and see if we can comment after.
Okay.
Good evening. My name is Sarah. I'm listening online from Pretoria. Thank you very much for the good show, as always. It's very interesting to hear from the speaker right now that the responsibility is not only on the side of the wife coming into the new family, but the husband also has the responsibility that he bears. How I wish, because we have got traditional backgrounds, how I wish that perhaps there should be some kind of a preparation before, perhaps a session of some sort, counseling of some sort that prepares both the wife as a new person, seeing herself as a guest or a visitor, as well as the in-laws, so that they can be able to accept and also be prepared in terms of getting to know that they will not get what they are expecting always. This is a differently new person that they will have to adapt and acknowledge and accept her as she is. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. What's your comment on that one?
That's true. Yeah. Because there's no a preparation for a wife for the in-laws to receive makoti. Our culture and our tradition has taught the families, like the in-laws, to say, sit and relax, watch the game. The new person is coming. She must come and perform and sell herself. And makoti, all this responsibility is on her to prove herself to the family. And we find that most of the in-laws, traditionally or back in the days, they were not even doing an effort to make sure they meet their halfway. She had to toss and dance to make sure that she proved herself, and she was never, ever, ever enough. And I think that's why I raised these things of in-laws, because I realized that there's no proper preparation or thing that it prepares the in-laws how to receive makoti and prepare makoti also, how to, you know, affront or image to the in-laws. Yeah, that transition, Jay. They just expect makoti to come and know everything and be super perfect, and she has never been super perfect. And that's why there's a hashtag, Dear Makoti, Dear In-Laws, Raovala, because we're getting hurt in the process of us trying to perform and try to prove that we are capable and we are good enough, and we are never good enough because we don't know their standards. And I always say, how do we expect me from coming from the family to come and master the family one and everything that they know, and that I should fit into that typically without any thorough preparation? I mean, even companies, they do inductions and tell you their expectations, what they expect of you. Unfortunately, with in-laws, you just come with your toolbox from where you are coming from, and they expect that toolbox to perform miracles in their family that you have got no idea of, and even their expectations.
Okay. Here's another voice note. Let's listen to this one.
I think this conversation is fruitful and helpful, but it's the problem with it is that it's a little bit biased in that you are only focusing on the parents of the husband. You seem to be ignoring the fact that there are so many huge and massive challenges also from the parents of the wife and the sisters of the siblings of the wife. There are so many problems that are also coming from that side, and you are seeing almost nothing about those challenges that we are experiencing as a prospective husbands and the potential husbands. Parents of the wives also, that are bringing a lot of stress into the relationships. The families of the wife also, that are bringing a lot of stress into the relationships. You need also to touch on that. Thank you.
Thank you. And let's make that a holy topic of of next week, that one. Because
thank
if
you.
if we put all of them together, we probably will not have enough time to do the issue. So great, I agree with you. But let's make that a topic of next week. Unless ma'am you want to but let's do that. Let's just make it a topic of next week so that it stands on it, so that it stands on its
definitely
own.
Because today it was more of a man and his family, and that's why I was not touching base on the Makoti and her family, because what he's saying is true. The problem of in-laws is not only on the husband's side. The wife side of the family can be another headache.
So let's treat that one as a standalone next week, because there are enough issues, and we will get perhaps we already have one caller for that conversation, which is him.
Okay,
let's listen to this voice note.
Okay.
Good evening, Bishop Makwana from Lebohom Zone. Ngamala, what is all this management? Why do I have to manage my family for my wife? What is all this management? If you know that your family is toxic, don't bring somebody's child into your home. Marry that person, build a home, give a home. You know you're a breadwinner at home. You know your siblings and your parents are jealous. They look up to you. Once that girl gets into that home, she's going to suffer. So don't bring women into a toxic home. You love that woman, build a home. What's the management for? Why should I talk to my parents, knowing very well that after I've left, they will still continue to do the very same thing that I've told them against. So we shouldn't manage our families. We should just not bring our wives to our families. Because if they're toxic, they're toxic. They can never change.
What do you think of that comment?
Okay. Yeah. My belief of merit is that a merit cannot be an island, cannot live in an island where you, the husband, and the wife and your kids. Remember, your kids need their grannies. They need their rahadis. They need their rangwanis. So the moment you take, you come with that attitude and say, they are toxic. Okay, maybe as a man, you fail to manage them before the wife comes. That's why you will say that. And if it's like that, that family needs a serious healing, because definitely the children are going to be affected. Let me tell you something. Our children today, they love their uncles. And I think that is my ministry to say, we can have better relationships as in-laws, because our children are suffering. Other kids are saying, Rahadi, Rangwani, and your children, they don't have that while they are still alive. Simply because a man came and said, my family are witches. You see that introduction? This one, they are toxic. They are evil. He is sending that message to the wife. Already, he has built the wall. And then it means he doesn't have a relationship with his family, because they are witches, they are jealousy, they are what. Then, it's a toxic family that needs a healing, not only spiritually, but psychologically. And that's where Renabo Granny comes in.
Oh, okay. Okay, Granny, two more. Let's listen to these two voice notes. I'm going to play them at this one after the other, and then we can wrap up. Let's start with this one.
Okay.
I think this is a losing battle. The thing is, we accepted that we'll be adopted towards our in-laws. We're fighting a losing battle, in my view. We just have to maneuver within the system. But dominantly, things will go the wife's way, in my view.
Ngamala, good evening. You know, it's so easy for men to detach from their families. But the big problem is women detaching from their families as well. Most guys, we're very good in doing that, but these women, they always want to control things. They want you to detach from your family, but they don't want to detach from their family. It's a complicated situation. Chop.
Okay. Let's wrap up that. Your comment in those voice notes, and then we wrap it up.
I guess the second one relates to that one.
Yeah.
For the wife side of the family.
Yes.
And respond on the one of fighting a loose battle. It's said that we made peace to say, when a woman come, there's going to be a movango. And it's more like we're preparing ourselves that the moment the man marries, then the family tears apart. This man has been living with his siblings and his mother all along, and they were okay until a wife came in. Why must I be the one who brings the division where the family must come together? And I think that is my gospel, to say it must not be that way. And we cannot sit there and be a generation that accept that we are fighting a loose battle. Can we take mirrors and look into yourself and say, where did we go wrong, or where did the whole thing go wrong, and how can we fix it? I refuse that we become a generation that is going to say, if our parents failed, we are failures. I believe we can do something. We are definitely that generation that can change the game and change the music about this in-laws and makodis, riots or whatever. Yes.
Okay. So we have the other conversation next week that looks at the wife side. Okay, so that's next week. That's our appointment.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much for tonight and this week. Appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Chauke. Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for your listeners. I appreciate for the opportunity.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that. That is Specialist Wellness Counselor from Secor Mental Wellness Counseling Services, Greni Hlungwane.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.